In the Upper Cumberland, we are certainly in the thick of a hot, extremely hot summer. The lawns, the flowers, the trees, they're all needing extra water. And sometimes to cool off, well, so do we. And when it comes to cooling off in the water, it is extremely important to ensure you know how to practice proper water safety.
Better informed, better prepared. Living a better life in the Upper Cumberland. Your health and you with the Putnam County Health Department.
Today on Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department, I'm joined with Katie Woodard and Kayla French, public health educators with the Putnam County Health Department. This week we're discussing water safety. Thank you, Katie and Kayla, for joining me today. Lots of people are headed out to the pool. I don't know why. I mean, it's just
hot,
like
hot weather.
Just because it's like 105 heat index or something.
Yes.
But a lot of folks are headed out to the pool or the lake to try to cool off this summer. Katie, when we do decide to take a dip, how can we have a healthy and safe swim experience?
Well, swimming is so fun and so healthy for your body. You know, we just try to remember some safety tips that every time we go to the pool. If your kid is sick, please do not take them to the pool, especially if they have diarrhea. And if that gets into the pool, that's one of millions of germs that can be contaminated by the pool. And we know kids, they love to dig their face in, take gulps of water, and those germs are what's getting to their belly and make them sick even more.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, we have norovirus and just a lot of different sicknesses just come from that, some of those germs that are in there.
And I'm sure, you know, if you take kids who have those sort of viruses to the pool, and then you've got a child that cuts their foot on the concrete, that can open a whole new group of infections.
Exactly. And that's another tip, you know, that we have to make sure you're not swimming with open sores or wounds, to make sure you're keeping those bandaged up. So that way those germs don't get in the pool and it affects somebody else. You know, we make sure you take bathroom breaks every hour, because, you know, kids, they don't want to stop playing to go to the bathroom. So make sure you're taking them out of the pool to give that break. And then shower before you get in the water, just to get those excess germs and excess dirt off. And then also shower after you get out to make sure any germs that were on you from the pool, that those are getting rinsed off as well.
Great advice. And some of that just goes, some of those things I didn't even, you know, I had not even thought about, really.
Yes.
About how those things could infect you and affect you.
Yes.
So it just goes to being smart. Kayla, what are some ways we can be H2O smart?
First of all, you should learn to swim. If you have a young child, maybe start them out with swim lessons. I think they start as young as 6 months old. Some do. Don't go alone, especially, I mean, even if you are an adult, don't go swimming alone to the lake, to the pool, to the beach, wherever, just in case something were to happen, maybe you overheated or something like that, and who's going to be there to help you? Know your limits. If you're going to the ocean, know how strong of a swimmer that you are. Always have supervision. That would be like a lifeguard, especially if you're going to like a public pool or a public beach. You want to make sure there's a lifeguard around, someone to supervise. If there's not, make sure that you're still not alone. You have a partner or a buddy with you. Always wear a life jacket when boating. Be alert to the currents in the ocean. Just know which way they're going, because a lot of times we get in the ocean and
you're out
get
there
bobbing
around and it's so fun, and then the next thing you know, the
tide
starts rolling
in hotel.
And you've got a 12-foot wave.
Yeah, and you're like, where am I? So you can, they can take you miles down the beach. Be weather aware.
Well, and back to the beach, I know something that I have always found helpful when we go to the beaches, have like a very brightly colored, obnoxious umbrella.
Yes.
Or something, so that, and put it, you know, at, like if there are condos or whatever on the beach, put it somewhere as a landmark.
Right.
So you can gauge how far you've bombed down.
Find a focal point.
Right.
And be where they're aware. So don't get out in the middle of the lake or the ocean if you know that the weather could be bad, because you may not have enough time to get back in. Don't horseplay around. So if you're in a pool, you know, don't dunk people and stay on shoulders and do all kinds of crazy things, just because you can risk injury, and injury is not good when you're in water. And don't dive in shallow water. So, only because some people think they can dive in shallow water, they can dive out, but you can still have the risk of hitting your head and being knocked unconscious and you're underwater. So
you certainly don't want to dive straight down.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not. So that's just some ways to be water smart. I mean,
don't. It, some of that should stand. Just
common sense.
Should be common sense.
Yes.
You know, if you have a child who's got a virus, don't take them to the pool.
Yes. Stay home, period.
Yeah, stay home. Because who wants to be in 105 heat index when they're nauseated?
Yes.
I mean, that kind of is almost nauseating in itself to be that hot.
Yes.
But certainly you don't want to infect a pool. So that should be, you know, common sense. And also the diving, just some ways to be smart. No matter what the depth of your water is, those are some great things, I think, to practice.
Right.
And I just can't encourage you enough, especially, like you said, if you're going to the beach or you're going out on the lake, to pay attention to that forecast, especially this time of year. Storms can pop up, and so you can't always prepare, especially in this area, for those things. But certainly, if it's already on the radar, you don't want to head out on the boat.
Exactly.
It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department. Today, discussing water safety with Katie Woodard and Kayla French, public health educators with the Putnam County Health Department. I'm Marsha Lee. Katie, we've been discussing water safety and just common sense when it comes to water, H2O smart, how to be H2O smart. But what about Mother Nature? Mother Nature and water, how do they mix?
They don't mix very well most of the time, you know. As we were talking a little bit earlier about before, you know, you definitely have to watch out for storms that are rolling in. Anytime, you know, we live in Tennessee, we're out on the creek, beautiful day, within 10 minutes we have dark clouds come in and we have a thunderstorm. So, you know, definitely watch out for those thunderstorms. If they pop up, make sure you get back in the boat and not stand in the water when it thunders and lightnings. You might think you're an expert. Oh, that cloud's not close enough, it won't bother us, but you're not in control of that. Make sure you get out of the water and be safe. Also look for warning signs that your water is not clean, because polluted water can make you sick. Cause, I mean, it's easy to swallow water when you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that is clean. Make sure to keep clear of objects like waters and plants and trees that are possibly in your lakes and streams that you're not really watching out for. Cause I know a lot of times we have snakes in our lakes. So mm-hmm. you definitely want to watch out for those, and branches that might be sticking out when you're swimming. Just kind of watch out. Keep aware of your surroundings when you're out in the water. Finally, if you're outside, protect yourself against the sun. We've had another podcast about this before.
Yes.
Make sure you're using at least SPF 15, reapplying every 2 hours to make sure you're protecting yourself from
even
the sun.
Even if it's cloudy.
Even if it's cloudy,
even
yes.
Even if it's cloudy, make sure that you reapply. But, you know, especially in our area, we're blessed with a whole lot of different ways to enjoy the water. We've got so many streams and lakes and different natural areas to enjoy the water. But as any kid or any kid at heart would tell you, there's not much more fun than going to a water park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're so fun. Kayla, how can we stay safe at a water park if we decide to travel to one of those?
Water parks are very busy, and we all know that. Some people avoid water parks because of the amount of people that are there. So you want to make sure that if you're a child, you know where your parents are. Have a meeting spot at the water park. Hey, there's a big clock at the water park. I need you to be back here at this time. And make sure you're always going with someone. If you're going down a slide, you're waiting in line, there's someone with you, because you can wait in those lines for up to 30 minutes sometimes.
Or longer.
And, you know, whoever mm-hmm. you're with is going to wonder where you are and things like that. You're not going to have your phone on you because it's a water park. I hope you don't. Don't run. It's slippery. It's concrete. You know, we shouldn't run at any pool, but especially a water park. I know it's a big open fun place mm-hmm. to be at, and you want to hurry and get the next one in line, but it's slippery. You can still injure yourself if you do run and take off. When you get to the slide, ask questions on how you should go down the slide, because I think there are different types of slides. Some you cross your ankles and cross your arms and go straight down. Some you use the inner tube.
And hold on for dear life.
And hold on for dear life. Some you have those inner tubes where you have multiple people. I hate those. They're scary for some reason. Especially the ones that go straight down.
And
so
thin.
I know. And there are ones where they say, make sure you tuck your chin under so your head doesn't fling back and hit the slide.
Yeah.
So make sure you know that you're sliding properly. And
listen.
Follow
to the
lifeguards.
Rules of those people helping you board those rafts.
They're there for a reason. And there are height restrictions for a reason as well. If you are not tall enough to go on that slide, don't try to weasel your way in it by standing on your tiptoes or something. There's a reason that there's a height requirement. So
Water parks certainly can be fun, but they can also be dangerous.
They definitely can be.
They can. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department with Katie Woodard and Kayla French. I'm Marsha Lee, and we're discussing water safety. We've talked about pools. We've talked about water parks. We've talked a little bit about the ocean. But there's another very fun summertime activity, especially around here, and that's boating. And what goes along with boating? Oftentimes, jet skis. I would certainly not be able to do this. I don't think I have enough kind of, you know, balance or anything like that to be on some jet skis. But how do we stay safe while boating or using jet skis during these activities?
First of all, in Tennessee, any passenger under the age of 12 and under is required to wear a Coast Guard approved life jacket when on a boat, any kind of recreational boat at all. And I know that at all the lakes around here and all the docks, you see kids running around with their life jacket on. So even if you're on that dock, your parents are still...
Right. It's not just if you're in the water. It's if you're on the boat or on the dock, you've got to have that life jacket.
Yes. And then you have to also have, you know, as adults, we're not required to have that life jacket on. But when we are in the boat, if there are five of us in the boat, there needs to be five life jackets in the boat as well. Mm-hmm. And they'll come and check and they'll count them and everything like that. But you also want to make sure you're alert when you're in the lake and on a boat or a jet ski. Be aware of the other boaters. There are people in the water swimming. There are people in the water waiting to jump up on a tube or a wakeboard or a surfboard and waiting for the boat to take off. So you have to be aware. It's kind of like the road. You don't have dotted lines, though, so you got to know where you're at. And don't get too crazy with your speed and things like that, because that's when things can get out of hand.
And something else I know, just from experience, years ago, I was with a group of people on a houseboat, and when those boats are moving in the water, they create a very big undertow.
Yes.
Like, just the propellers moving such a massive boat. And even very strong swimmers, if you are near that boat and it's moving, you can be pulled under. I mean, it's scary. I mean, watch someone get almost pulled underneath the boat. A very, very active swimmer. Mm-hmm. Very, very advanced.
Right.
And but that current that those very large boats, something that you should, because they have the slides to come off of them. They have where you, they're meant to jump off of them, but if they're moving,
they're strong.
You need to be away from them before that boat starts moving.
Yep.
Exactly. And another, you know, one we always recommend, do not ride with somebody that's been drinking alcohol.
Like in a car.
Yes. It's a DUI in the car. You can get a DUI in the boat as well. So that's something you really want to be careful of. You know, swerving, you know, if they're drinking any little bit of alcohol, they don't have to be drunk. Any little bit of alcohol, you don't want them driving.
And I'm sure the sun and the heat and the alcohol all can combine together to be a toxic combination for not being safe.
Exactly. And one thing, you know, we really try to promote is make sure you know and practice what to do if someone falls out of the boat. You know, try not to panic. Make sure you're staying calm. You know, you have life reserves on the boat. Make sure you're using those and know what to do in case somebody falls off.
Great advice for staying safe in the water this summer. It's Your Health and You, discussing water safety. Katie Woodard and Kayla French, public health educators with the Putnam County Health Department. Now, ladies, if someone would like more information over the topics that we've talked about today, what can they do?
They are more than welcome to call me, Katie Woodard, or Kayla French at the Putnam County Health Department at 931-528-2531.
Thank you for joining me today. Katie Woodard, Kayla French, I'm Marsha Lee, helping you be better informed, better prepared, and live a better life in the Upper Cumberland. It's Your Health and You, presented by the Putnam County Health Department.